Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
7:23, and Seamus Toomey has some extremely local news from Black Club Chicago. Good morning, Seamus. Let's start with the Near North Side construction update. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Happy Friday. Yes, big new project just broke ground on the Near North Side. This is going to be right around Blackhawk, Dayton, and Kingsbury Street. So it's kind of tucked in there around Goose Island. And this is just north of where Cabrini Green had once stood. It's a big project, three buildings. It's going to be a combination of shops, affordable condos. There's going to be some townhouses as well. But the thing that the neighbors might be most interested in is that they're building a brand new park right at 1450 North Dayton. You know, it's one of the trends in a lot of these big projects that the city helps pull together is that they either incorporate a riverwalk element to it, or they make the developer set aside some land for a public park. So that's what they're going to be doing for this. They broke ground last week. It's going to take about a year for the first building, 2 years for the second building, and then they'll be doing the park in between. So it's going to be called Seng Park in honor of the manufacturing, the furniture company that used to sit on the site hundreds of years ago. So more homes and businesses coming to the Goose Island area.
And on the south side, quite a Christmassy window. I'm looking at a picture of it. Somebody's done a great job here. Tell us about this.
Right. It's one of Chicago's newest holiday traditions. This is in the Pilsen neighborhood, you know, similar to when you go downtown and look at the windows at Marshall Fields. All the businesses on 18th Street have gotten together. They're calling it the Pilsen Christmas Window Walk. And just about, you know, all different sorts of businesses. There's bakeries, there's coffee shops, there's thrift shops, there's a spa that's involved. And they're just decorating their windows with Christmas themes. About 30 different businesses are all involved. They're competing for the first, second, and third place can win up to $1,000. But it's really just a way to give neighbors something to come out and look at with the businesses and draw some people who aren't familiar with Pilsen and their 18th Street district to come down there and do a little shopping.
1644 West 18th for that window we're talking about. And one of Chicago's longest holiday traditions is returning, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, from one of the newest Chicago holiday traditions to one of the oldest. This is the Apollo Chorus of Chicago is celebrating its 150th birthday this year, and they're kicking it off with Handel's Messiah tomorrow at Millennium Park. Not in the big Pritzker Pavilion. It's a little cold out there for that, but this is in the Harris Theater, which is tucked right behind the Pritzker Pavilion. You get to it on Randolph. This chorus was formed right after the Chicago Fire. It's one of the oldest in the country. They've performed all over the world. 130 different members. And they've been doing Handel's Messiah since 1879, so you figure they got to be pretty good at it by now.
Yeah, you would think. By the way, if you want to see that picture of the window we were talking about, blockclubchicago.org. Seamus, have a good weekend. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bob. You too.